are listening to the GIMP Show Podcast, episode 33.
Welcome to the GIMP Show Podcast, an entertaining and informative show for the special needs community. They read Playboy for the articles. Mike Berkson and Tim Wombach.
You are listening to the GIMP Show Podcast. What does GIMP stand for? Gifted.
Intelligent.
Motivating.
People.
We are a show for the special needs community, people with disabilities, parents, caregivers, and advocates. I'm Tim Wombach.
And I'm Mike Berkson.
Together we are
Handicap This,
a two-man stage show that travels the country spreading awareness.
Mike, we're back in the studio.
Oh, it's a lovely studio, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we're really excited because we're trying to bring a lot of different people onto the show, you know, and a lot of talented individuals, obviously, and this is kind of give the listeners a little bit more of a scope of just, you know, what's possible and
give them a little tasting plate of everything that the disabled community has to offer.
So today we're going to be interviewing Jake Nielsen of Jake Nielsen's Triple Threat. Jake Nielsen is the hottest new act in the blues scene. He's been making his way all through Northern and Southern California. And let me tell you, he's not stopping there. He's making lasting impressions on everyone that watches his talent and inspiring people with his passion. Born on March 29th, 1985, Jake was born with cerebral palsy, limiting the use of his legs. He was always determined to never let that bring him down. So he lived a very active life as a young kid and participated in every sport he could. He played wheelchair basketball and was the inspiration to start a baseball league for children with special needs. Sometime during his adolescence, though, Jake discovered music. He was 15 when he first started playing guitar, and that caught on very quickly. He was 17 when he formed his first reggae rock band, FUBAR. They went on to win the Monterey Battle of the Bands in 2007 and a Swag Award for the Best Reggae Album in 2010. At some point, though, Jake felt the calling to play some blues, and you know what? We could talk. I could read all about his bio and all about him, but I think it would be more advantageous for the listeners to bring on to the Handicap This podcast, Mr. Jake Nielsen.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Jake, how did you know you're talking about your blues? Tell me how that the Jake's Triple Threat. How that started?
Well, I've always been into the blues. Like my family always. You know, listen to blues. I come from like a country rodeo family, so country and blues were like my thing, you know. And I growing up near the beach and Santa Cruz and all that stuff, so reggae was really popular, and I was all into that. And just drama, really. I mean, my band FUBAR, we went as far as we could, and we kind of went our different ways and that. And I was kind of a free agent in the music scene, bouncing around here and there, and you know, got a couple guys together and started Triple Threat, and went from there, doing it now.
So how long has Triple Threat been touring?
Probably about 3 years, something like that. Awesome. 2 or 3 years.
Awesome. Yeah. Who are your compadres?
I have a couple different bands that I play with that were all Triple Threat. But yeah, I rock with Derek Martin, who was Little Richard's drummer. Or still is if you play show still, but him, Chris Weiners on bass, and then I have David Palmer on bass. Those are my two bass players, and Kyle Talty on drums. So.
Outstanding. So yeah. Why don't you describe a little bit about the way that cerebral palsy affects you? Because I know people are probably wondering what exactly, how mobile you are.
Actually, I had a question before that. Are you the only disabled person in your group? Are you the only disabled person?
Yeah. Yep. I'm the only one. Well, I mean, yeah. Physically, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, right?
Oh, I know how you feel. So anyway.
Yeah, no,
So exactly, how exactly does cerebral palsy affect you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I rock with crutches, and I really have, like, pretty much no use of the legs and balance and all that stuff. So if I take my crutches off, I can take like one step before I face plant. So
you that's not been one of your things you like to do a lot is face plant.
Yeah, no, only when I'm drinking, I guess.
I've been there too with the face plant when you're drinking.
I like the face plant. It's just the people around me don't like it when I face plant. They have to pick me back up.
I have to pick my big ass up. So
why don't you explain a little bit more about, kind of like how do you tour and how do you, make things accessible for yourself?
Really, I just adapt to it. Nobody really makes anything like easy on me, And especially, we don't have a touring van or anything like that. We just jump in whoever's car that we're using at the time. So, really, when I go on tour, as far as, me and the way I am, it does kind of suck because I'm crammed in a little car back there,
Sure.
Legs start hurting and stuff like that. And during the wintertime, we play shows where it's snowing and stuff like that, and that's, the worst. One time I got stuck in a Denny's parking lot because it was all ice, and I couldn't move or else I'd fall. So,
Denny's.
I just try to adapt, to wherever I'm at.
What's the farthest you've had to tour? How far do you go?
Yeah, I just did last summer I did a show in Quebec City, Canada. So
nice
international.
Yeah, I've gone international now.
Because I am not the biggest fan of traveling because I'm in a chair and traveling is always an issue for me because when we do our show I know that traveling can take a lot out of me, so I was just curious.
Yeah, no, traveling sucks, I think, but it comes with part of being a musician, flying and all that stuff. My booking agents, luckily when I fly, they set me up with somebody for a wheelchair, that is waiting for me when I get off the plane. Because actually, when I was in Chicago International Airport, that thing's like a city all by itself.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so if I had only my crutches, there's no way I would have made it to the plane. But luckily, they had somebody with a wheelchair that picks me up and does all that stuff for me. But that's only when I fly. When I drive, I don't really have that kind of stuff. So
now, you said that we're from Chicago, so that's we use the O'Hare. Yeah, we use the O'Hare Airport all the time, and yeah, it is quite extensive.
I think it's huge.
So do you have your own wheelchair, or you just have the crutches?
No, I actually just got my brother actually just bought me a really cool sports wheelchair.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I've been trying to get in that, try to drop a couple pounds too, get out and get a little active, so.
Right.
Yeah,
because
awesome.
When we travel, so for Mike's in a wheelchair also, and we basically have to, Mike's in his wheelchair up until we get to the gate. And then when we get to the gate, we have to transfer Mike from his chair to the aisle chair. So then they take the chair and they check it basically, and they put it, with all the luggage, and that's a whole other scene, and it's not fun.
Oh, I know. That's another thing too. When you're in the airport, they freaking pull you aside and check you crutches and all that stuff. And the hassle.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. They always had to swipe my shoes and swipe my braces because apparently I look like a cocaine smuggler, apparently. Because
I know.
They only think
of... Maybe do the same thing.
Yeah, I was wondering, you said only your legs were affected. So, when you were growing up, obviously you play the guitar now. Were there any effects on your upper body, like that you had to work on, or were you pretty much upper body was always okay? It was just the lower body that was affected.
Yeah, it was just my lower body. My upper body's always been, pretty normal. And I got, from using my crutches, my arms are huge and hands are all big. So it actually worked out to play guitar. Actually helped me.
Oh, that's cool.
Was guitar your instrument? Was that always your instrument of choice? Like, was that like?
No. I started playing bass. I wanted to play drums, but the bass pedal, me and the bass pedal didn't get along.
Yeah,
so,
that probably would throw a little obstacle in the way.
When I was a kid, for some reason that I still will never understand, I was in the school band, and they put me on drums because apparently they thought, hey, you can, apparently they thought I could hold the sticks and keep a tune. I could not, but I did try it because I am a big fan of music. I'm sorry to say country music is not my scene, but blues is, and reggae is. So I thought that was interesting too. Just
I started playing bass when I first started, but four strings, I got over the four strings pretty quick. And I always liked saxophone and stuff like that, but I smoked too much, so my lungs wouldn't take to that. So guitar was the next best thing, so I just went with that.
So now, what part of California do you currently reside in?
I live right in between Monterey and Santa Cruz.
Okay,
a town
nice.
Called Watsonville.
What's the town called?
Watsonville.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any? Because I've had this when we have to go on the stage. Have you ever had any issues like with accessibility and getting on stage? Because
all the time, there are certain stages, like especially big stages I play, are so tough to get on. I crawl up on them. I don't care. Like some of the last I played in this town right outside of San Francisco, and the stairs were just. One was right underneath the other. I mean, just steep as hell, right? I couldn't even get on it. And I'm like, screw this. So I just rolled up on the stage and then got up from there. But, yeah, there's always something that's trying to get in your way. And all the cords on stage and all that stuff. But over the years, I learned to get around them. So,
like, for me, I'm going to tell a story because I don't think we've ever told this story before. We did a version of what we do at the Lab Factory in Chicago, and they had no backstage area because usually I would come out from like the side of the stage, from the wings, like that's how I would come up. So you would go behind the stage, but there was no behind the stage. So what we had to do is we had to pick the four strongest guys to pick up the chair to put it on the stage, and we didn't think this through.
It's at a comedy club and people are drinking,
and we didn't think this through because did they drop like half the chair?
As Mike was going up the stairs, the guy fell, and luckily nothing happened to Mike, but it almost, because the other three guys were big, they were able to kind of pick up his slack, but the guy fell, and so then three people were carrying Mike. So we now know when we're going to need anyone to carry Mike onto the stage. We need a breathalyzer.
One time I learned this lesson that never in a packed house, never get too close to the stage because people try to grab my crutches for some reason.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, that mostly happened though when I was in like my punk reggae days, you know?
Okay.
I got right up to the stage and all these little kids were trying to grab my crutches while I was playing.
They were moshing?
So I learned that lesson to stay a couple feet back from the crowd.
So did they actually grab your crutches?
Yeah, they tried to.
But they didn't get them though. They didn't have it. They weren't like swinging it around or anything.
Did you hit them? Because if I were you, this is just my personality. I would totally like pick up the crutch and then whack them with the whack them. Because I've gone to shows where I had to stay because they already asked me the question, do you want to be farther back or do you want to be closer up? And I always choose farther back because yeah. I never, because if they mosh at the concerts that I go to, there's no telling what could happen to me. So I'm with you.
I'm trying to stay as far as back as I can. So me and mosh pits do not get along together. So
no. I can imagine. So.
So what were some of growing up? You said that like your family was really into music and stuff like that. And I know that when I'm having a bad day, what I do is I just flip on music, and that seemed to help me a lot. Was that something that played into your love of music, or you're watching to get totally into music?
Yeah, I always had that, you know, because, you know, having crutches and stuff, you go to school, and not that I was never really picked on in school and stuff like that, but, you know, there was stuff that I couldn't do, and it bugged me. Like, my family was all into sports, too, you know, like, my brother played football, my uncles played college football and football like that. You know, I never could, and not to brag, but I do have a cannon of an arm to play football, but I never could use that. So, I mean, that always bugged me, so I always, you know, had to fall back on music to really, like, you know, go to my room, put my headphones on, and, you know, kind of get lost in the music and just kind of forget about everything.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and you can totally say no to this, but I wonder if we could play some of your music on this show.
Yeah, totally.
Can we do that?
On 2 for Tuesday.
It's 2 for Tuesday here on Handicap This Podcast. We are with Jake Nielsen, and he's going to do the soft, melodious tones of the Triple Threat.
I'm Casey Kasem.
So we are going to listen to just a small snippet of Drinking Blues by Jake Nielsen, Triple Threat.
Here it is.
So that was Drinking Blues. What did you think, Mike? That was some smooth.
That was really good. He's got a velvety voice.
That was great.
Like Mel Torme.
I think what we're gonna do now, because this is a first, Mike. We've never really had this, you know, option on our show. We are going to then cue up the next song by the Triple Threat. It is called Without You.
With this
was Without You. And Mike, again, I mean, obviously this is why we had have Jake on the show is, you know, he's super talented and we wanted to bring some of his music to the
show. Was impressive. Like, that was impressive. Like, I don't know much about, like, blues, but it just sounded really good. Like, I was really impressed. I would... So yeah, so they were both good. I like the kind of the switching tempo of the song. The first one we played was kind of slow and melodic, and this one had like an up tempo beat. So I definitely want to hear more of their stuff.
Yeah. So if you guys are listening, check out Jake Nielsen Triple Threat, and we are gonna get back to our interview with Jake. So what's next for the Triple Threat? What do you guys got? A tour coming up? Are you?
We're actually just doing like a little NorCal tour. We'll be in you know, San Francisco, Sacramento, and then we'll be like Tahoe in Nevada area and stuff like that. And then we're in the studio right now working on our second album. So,
what's the title of your first album?
It's just self-titled, Jake Nielsen's Triple Threat.
Beautiful.
What's the new one called?
The second one yet, but I'm sure I'll get it soon.
Now, how does that work? Like, do you you know, look at the like all the different tracks, all the different titles that you have in the album, and then you come up with one kind of based on them all, or how do you think you're gonna come up with your title for?
I don't even really know. I mean, hopefully, I just get some kind of inspiration and come up with it. But no, that's a pretty good idea. What you got going there?
You know, curious. I always like to learn from other different genres, you know, in different industries.
Most of the time me and my friends just come up with something, you know, and then that's what it is. But I'm still waiting for the inspiration on the second album coming up with it.
So can you explain to our audience exactly what Triple Threat stands for? I think I know, but I want to hear it from you.
Yeah, it's pretty much that there's three of us.
And, that's what I thought.
That's very good. That's very good.
We know we can come hard on our instruments, so, you know, the Triple Threat.
That's awesome. Because I'm a person that's always curious about how people come up with like the names that they come up with, and that was a good, very succinct, very literal answer to how you came up with the name.
Keep it simple, you know.
Yeah. Don't put too much thought into the name. Work on the songs.
All the best things in life are simple, you know?
That's true.
Yes. You had to enjoy the simple pleasures.
Now,
yeah, exactly.
Do you write the songs, the lyrics, or is it the group, or what's the process look on that?
No, it's pretty much all me. I do all the lyrics and music and stuff, and a lot of songs just come from like gigging, you know? Like sometimes we'll play those dive bar shows where it's like we play for like 4 hours, you know, and sometimes we run out of jam, so we just improvise and come up with songs on the spot.
That's awesome.
So that's how we come up with the music, and then we'll, you know, I'll write lyrics to it later and stuff like that.
Now, do you sing as well?
Yeah, you beat me to the question.
Yeah, I'm the lead singer. I'm the front man, lead singer, guitar player. So.
Wow, look at you.
Hey,
you just dominate the entire thing.
Because maybe Jake's just the Triple Threat alone.
You beat me do it again, damn it.
What happened, Mike? You're a little slow on the trigger today.
It's cold and my allergies are kicking in.
Yeah,
and I'm on too many pills. I'm laying on the pills. I took too many.
Yeah, we're in Chicago. Yeah,
I heard it's cold out there in Chicago.
Yeah,
huh?
it's like 1 degree today. It's one.
We're planning on going to the beach later. So
thanks for rubbing it in. Now, do you do like any surfboarding? Like, are you like lay on the paddleboard or anything like that?
Yeah, when I was younger, I like me and my friends went boogie boarding a lot.
That's right, stuff it was like boogie boarding.
One of the boardings, but I don't know. But going out in the water right now, I just not really too into it anymore.
Yeah, you and me both Probably for entirely different reasons, because you probably
have on the sand and drinking beers now. So
you probably
looking at the lovely ladies that are around you.
That's what I do. But you probably don't. You and me probably don't like the water for a lot of different reasons. So you said you used to be into sports, but I'm just curious, because when I did sports, adaptive sports, I don't do them anymore. And the reason I don't do them anymore, and I try to put this as nicely as I can, because whenever I badmouth adaptive sports, people are like, why do you ban on the adaptive sports? But what I always thought was, when I did it, I felt I didn't feel like I was integrated with the able-bodied sports people. And it became really apparent that we were playing what amounted to me as a different game entirely. And yeah. I was just wondering if your disability played into your deciding to take that focus away. Because when I did it, the reason why I did it was I didn't have any options of like other stuff to do, because when you're a little kid and you're a little older than me, but when you're a kid growing up with cerebral palsy and you're a kid growing up with a disability, there aren't a lot of options for you to do. So I did this sport as a necessity. So I was just wondering if that played into your switching going to music or not.
Like, I loved sports growing up, and I was actually on my, like, junior high basketball team in the wheelchair and everything, you know? So, and I always had, like, my friends and family, like, they never took it easy on me, so I kind of had to, like, step my game up, you know, to keep up with them and everything like that, you know? So, but I kind of just felt like, I mean, playing wheelchair basketball wasn't going to take me anywhere. So I kind of had to go, you know, and try to find a career in music, you know, and stuff like that, but, I mean, If I didn't have like cerebral palsy, I probably wouldn't be playing music. So, I mean, I got to give it that. I'd probably be like still trying to play sports and stuff like that, you know.
Now, you know, this podcast is going to be aired after you turn 30. But do you have any plans for your 30th birthday?
Oh yeah, we're kegery, bro.
Now, like, kegger on the beach, or what?
Not really. I mean, we're just, you know, just keep it simple. Like I said, just have a party and stuff. I'm not gonna like go skydiving or anything crazy like that. Which I have friends that did turn 30 and they're like jumping out of planes.
So you're just simple kegger works for you.
You and me both. They're like, do you want to jump out of a plane? No, I don't think so.
The only way I'm jumping out of a plane is that if it's going down, so that's about it.
Yeah, there's
My kids, I have two kids, so one of their one's birthday is in March, and the other birthday is the same birthday as my older brother, so we all kind of just combine and have one big party. So,
how old are your kids?
I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Wow, that keeps you busy.
Oh, man, yeah, so I'm rock star at night, and then I come home to kids because my girl goes to work, so...
Wow. So how does that enter the equation with you traveling and everything with two little ones running around?
She's really cool about it. So, I mean, she knows, you know, like if I have a week tour or something like that, you know, and she takes care of it. So
that's awesome.
That's going to work.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, that's great that you have that support system. That's awesome.
Yeah, totally.
Well, Jake, we are so happy to have you on and to bring your music to our listeners, because you know, we've checked out your stuff on YouTube and on your website, and you're talented and just some cool stuff that you got. We just wish you all the luck in the world.
Yeah, anytime, man. It was a good time.
So, and we got to give a shout out to Zach Fennell. He's the one who made the connection with bringing you on the podcast.
totally.
So we thank Zach Fennell for making the introduction to Jake Nielsen.
We always thank Zach Fennell.
Yeah, Zach's a good friend of ours, and you know, he has been he's been a guest on the show as well. So thank you so much, Jake. It's been a pleasure, and we will be looking for some great things from Triple Threat. Good luck on that album number two.
Cool.
Awesome.
Thanks,
Jake.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the GIMP Show podcast at handicapthis.com.